Music from the Black Twig Pickers. And before that, Jack Klatt and his Cat Swingers, and also Cornbread Harris with Jack Klatt. Jack Klatt will be playing with Mickle over at the 331 Club. And also we listen to some music from Brittany, the Celtic Junction. You can go to their website. There's a thing at the Cidery, local Celtic groups doing music from Brittany on the 5th of June. So go out and support live music. And if you want to support some live music, the Indian Music Society has a North Indian vocal recital today, 3 p.m. over at the College of St. Catherine. Go to imsom.org. You are listening to KFAI 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next is The Wave Project.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Good morning, you're listening to The Wave Project, and this episode is inspired by the tribute to Earl Root last week. This is a rebroadcast of a program that happened last year, August of 2025. Regular host Tony Johnson puts together an incredible show. Tony J, you may know him as On the Air. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of rock and roll, and this is his final issue of What Fell Through the Cracks. We're going to listen to some more rock and roll today, and we will welcome Tony back into the studio a little later this summer in July. So looking forward to that. Right now, enjoy the rebroadcast of last year's show.
Oh, Welcome to the Wave Project. It is August 3rd of 2025. You got Tony J here.
And Stuart Held. Can you hear us, Twin Cities? Hello. Probably. We're back again.
And we're back again uncovering some of the rock and roll that the commercial program directors forgot about.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one, too.
So, anyway. Yeah, that was a motivational song we just heard, wasn't it, Stuart?
Yeah. It was Rainbow, Ritchie Blackmore's old band when he left Deep Purple. And that was a song called Power from Straight Between the Ice Eyes, 1982.
And before that, we had Robert's Plans with Other Arms. That's coming off Principle of Moments album. And that was the first song, the first hit song I heard played off of that album back in 83, and it was always my favorite, and it maybe that's why it got pulled. I don't know.
Yeah, because it didn't come out in 84.
But yeah, I remember, this is just a little footnote, I remember there was an interview with Robert Plant in Rolling Stone and back in 88 when he finally remembered that he was once in a band called Led Zeppelin.
Really?
And, yeah, that was the Now and Zen album, 1988.
Oh.
Yeah,
that was 88.
Correct. And they asked him, do you have any regrets about shutting Zeppelin out of your live shows and all for all these years? And he said, no, I had to do that. He said, I wanted to establish an identity outside of just what people expect from the front man for Led Zeppelin. So, but he said, it feels great playing that stuff now, so... Anyway, so, well, we got, we got truckloads of stuff here that we uncovered to play for you. So I guess without any further ado, we'll get right back at it. Again, you're listening to What Fell Through the Cracks, Tony and Stuart on The Wave Project.
We'll be right back. that fell through the cracks. The Wave Project. KFAI.
Okay, it's the Wave Project, KFAI, Tony and Stuart here, uncovering the rock and roll that you haven't heard for years, so.
At least 15 minutes. Tesla right there. Anyone? Yeah. Skyway. Hi. So, modern day cowboy.
Yeah.
What year was that? Was that 87?
1987.
I thought so.
I was just telling Pam and Stuart here that I heard that song for the first time on a San Diego station in 1987 without even having to go there.
Your year.
A friend of mine was living in San Diego for less than a year, and he sent me a cassette of The Metal Shop from KGB-FM, and that was one of the, they were debuting the Tesla album.
Right.
And that was one of the songs that I heard on there.
Mm-hmm.
April of 87, so. And before that.
That was the Sherbs. They were called Sherbet. And
Sherbet.
They were from Australia. No Turning Back, May 1981. The reason why I know that month is because I was just graduating high school, and we had a radio station out in St. Louis Park, and I was the program director of that station at this point in time, and the last three songs I threw on I can say the name, it's not around anymore, KDXL, and what we did was had three songs I added to the last charts I worked on. Sherbs, No Turning Back. Big flop back then, was not ever a hit, which is too bad because it should have been. The next one was Kraftwerk, Pocket Calculator. Mm. And the other one was Gemini Dream by the Moody Blues, brand new Moody's Long Distance Voyager album. So I threw those together. But I was rooting for the Sherbs, and it totally flopped. It's too bad. But, hey, you can play it now.
It's a lost classic. So it's refreshing to hear songs like that again. And,
sure.
Hard to start off that set. Cities Burning coming off Private Auditions, and that was one little footnote about that album. The title came from the fact that they restructured the band. I remember Ann Wilson had said that she confessed that she and Nancy were dating a couple of members of the band previous to that, and it was a disaster. Ann was saying that Chrissy Hynde, you know, the Pretenders fame, wrote a bunch of guidelines for women rockers, and top of the list was don't get romantically involved with anyone in the band.
Hey, that's what's fun.
And
no, just kidding.
But Greg Kinnear asked Stan on his show, he said, what do the fights go out on stage? And Ann said, yeah, basically. And she said, when you're playing in front of masses like 18, 20,000 people, the last thing you need is to have an elephant on stage with you.
And drums because, flying.
Yeah, because you had a fight backstage. It's, you want to be equals, all of you working together on stage. So anyway, so sound advice.
Okay, so, I won't join a band and date anybody in it. Fine, be that way.
You're listening to What Fell Through the Cracks on the Wave Project.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Noise Party, Volume 14, Sunday, June 7th.
Noise Party is a Minneapolis-based experimental music series that highlights established and underground musical artists from various musical backgrounds.
This edition will feature Biz Lang,
Dracula Grill,
Robert Lehman and Toby Ramaswamy,
Shagasimi Ilvasakar,
Starflower,
and Trust.
Performances will be accompanied by live analog-based visuals by Shane Donahue.
It's an immersive, one-of-a-kind audio-visual experience.
More information about Noise Party Volume 14 is available at thecedar.org.
You're listening to The Wave Project here on KFAI Community Radio 90.3 FM and online around the world at kfai.org. This is a rebroadcast of What Fell Through the Cracks. Rock and roll should have been hits, could have been hits, but weren't. Thanks to Tony, Jay, and Stuart, we get to hear them again in context with some great information. And they will join us in studio. Tony, Jay will be coming into studio a little later this summer. Looking forward to the next encyclopedic knowledge of rock and roll he brings to the airwaves. Right now, enjoy the show from August of last year.
Okay.
Okay.
Tony and Stuart here with you. It's What Fell Through the Cracks.
Yeah, well, my leg fell through it, but we got it all, you know, we got it all set.
Okay. Anyway, just heard from Uriah Heep, from Abominog, 1982, which has quite the cover on it, actually.
May 1982 is when that got released. You know, it's another good song from those sessions is Think It Over, the rare B-side from the 45. That's the way that it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's we're going to play that
in mind for the future.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Or we'll have to do that on a podcast, actually.
Sure.
Fight Fire with Fire by Kansas
that's
preceded
a
that. Yeah, that's a great one. You never hear anymore. And,
Kansas.
So, yeah, that was after Robbie Steinhardt was out of the group, which I missed him. It's too bad he's no longer with us. So, and started off that set with BOC, Blue Oyster Cult, Take Me Away, a song about alien visitors. And they were just in town here, actually.
Yeah, what's left of them.
What's left of them, yeah. It's Buck Dharma and Eric Bloom and it's a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, now they're, but, I don't like when they do that, they become a tribute band to themselves.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
But then again, all these guys are in their 70s and 80s and they're retiring or they're passing away or whatever, but the music still lives on.
The music still lives on, yeah, but it's like this is the age of bands that are on the road that shouldn't be.
I'd like that. They shouldn't be on the road, especially in the middle of it.
Like we said, it's What Fell Through the Cracks on the Wave Project.
living out a technicolor dream. Next day they're a star overnight. Not like in New York. Man, it's tougher. Not like in London town. Or you suffer. Nobody give a break. Strutting down the boulevard, trying to make a pass. Not like in New York, it's high rise, it's concrete and complex. Not like an old London town, it rings down on its subjects. Nobody give a damn. You can't make it, no way. Nobody give a damn.